Welcome to video 4, module 5. We're going to explore dominant energy and why it can cause a glitch in a reading. In this video, we're going to look at dominant energy and why it could cause a glitch. We want to talk about specifically attachment to an outcome. We want to talk about how the cards can show up as resistant. And we want to talk about watching out for frustration and as well as not to be over-identified with your question and why. So let's take a look at what could go wrong. So this is so important that we all have to remember this, but also to trust why. Like, why is dominant energy an issue? So you must deal with your dominant energy to get neutral first before asking a question for a reading, because the energy that you bring to the table could cause a glitch. And why? How? You might ask a question and then get the cards that don't appear to relate to your question because they're reflecting your dominant energy. So this is where it could go wrong. You have a question, you're asking about your career, and you're like, what is in my highest good today at my job? But what happens is it's talking about, you know, feeling orphaned or not for you, and, you know, and cards are coming up that are reflecting the fact that you're angry at your husband, or the cards are reflecting that you just got off the phone from your mom and you're just really, you know, you're pissed off or you're stirred up or you're worried or whatever. And you don't understand what those cards that you just got means, because that doesn't make any sense whatsoever to the question that you asked. So I want to reiterate, this could happen again, because it does happen. And we forget that that happens by the time we hit close to the end of the course, right? It's like, oh, why is this not working now? It's because you have to always, always, always be in touch with your dominant energy in case you don't understand how the cards are reflecting you. And a lot of us forget that. Even I forget it sometimes too. Like, I have to then say to myself, oh, wait a sec, what are these cards talking about? And then I have to go, okay, what's the dominant energy? And it may not even be your dominant energy. Here's the other thing. It could be that you're in a really, really great neutral space and you're asking a question and it's showing you agitated, upset cards, or cards that are saying you need to look at this or you need to address this. Cards are never typically upset, but they'll show you that energy is not calm, cool, and collected the way you are. But that relates maybe to your sister or your best friend, or you had just gotten off the phone with them, and this is in your environment. This chaos or whatever is in your environment. This actually happened to me the other day when I was feeling so good. I was amazed at, you know, I'm like really neutral, and I got to the cards, and I did. I got change in the wind in protection and chaos and conflict and you know, by the book in protection. And it was completely showing me a conversation I had just had with a friend of mine who was very, very dear to me, who was leaving a country she lives in very abruptly. So it was like, what? And I was like, wait a sec. Oh, what could this be reflecting? Because this is actually dealing in my environment right now. My personal world is very calm, clear, and collected. Ah, so let me move that out of the way so I can be clear. Ah, that box goes there. So sometimes you have to do this 2 or 3 times for you to get to that place where you're super clear about you. And that's not uncommon, just to know this. It's not uncommon, because I know it's happened to a few of you in here going like, I don't understand these cards, because it's the cards are reflecting your environment, reflecting your energy of something that just happened, and has nothing to do with the question that you're asking, but everything to do with the fact that the universe wants you to pay attention to that, or it's just more dominant in the energy field, right? You need to be even more clear. Let's talk about how attachment to outcomes can really be a glitch in your readings. Now, if it's yourself, it means that you're too attached to an outcome that you want, and you're refusing to see what the cards are saying. Or it could be that you have an idea in your head, an expectation, which is the same thing as an attachment to an outcome. A real expectation that something is going to be a certain way, and the cards will say to you, like, no, it's going to be different. I actually had that happen in one of my Oracle Palooza events, where I was convinced that something was going to be sort of like, okay, and I kept getting a change in the wind in protection, which said things are not going to turn out as planned. Now, the negative bias is typically going to go, oh my God, it's going to be worse. But the truth was, it was actually 10 times better than I anticipated, because my expectations were low. So it was really amazing to see how the cards are like, no, hello, we're in charge. Like, you know, the universe knows better than you. Move along, you know, because what we're reflecting, the dominant energy, is different than your expectation. So that's really key to remember, because a lot of us have lower expectations than we should. Now let's talk about what an attachment to an outcome could actually look like outside an expectation. So say, for example, you want to get a new job. You have been that person. You've applied for the job. You're doing the cards. You expect them to say, I got the job, right? Or it's going to be good for me. But even if you got the job, let's say the cards are showing you the truth about what it actually is going to be like for you, which may not be what you wanted, and you don't want to see that. So that then prevents you from really looking at what the cards are showing you, which is like, wait a sec, that thing, all that glitters is a perfect card that comes up a lot for that. You know, like, hey, go deep, especially if it's in protection, saying like, that may not be such a good idea. Even it looks really pretty and it sparkles, it may not be for you. Second thing is very common when you want the person you think is the one to decide you are the one, and that may not happen. So there's disappointment there, etc. I'm not saying that's going to happen for you, but that's a really common one where you have an attachment to the outcome that you want this person to love you, or this is going to be the one, or I'm going to get this house, or this is the only thing that I want to see in these cards. I want it to be good, instead of saying like, I'm willing to course correct. So when you get too attached to an outcome, that can also prevent you from understanding the cards or even hearing what the universe has in mind for you. I'd like to talk about how cards can reflect resistance. So you actually can feel that the cards are resisting you because they don't want to talk about the question that you're asking. They want to show you the dominant energy. And even if you decide, which you're not supposed to do, but to put all the cards back and shuffle the cards and then do another reading, pretending that no one is looking or hoping that nobody would see, you're going to get the same resistant cards, just different ones in the same sort of thing. And you're going to see that the cards are resisting me. That's actually a good sign. It's a way that they're showing you to ask a different question, or to say, hey, look at what you're not looking at. Look at the hidden things that you're not seeing right now. That's really important. The other thing is that sometimes your identity could get too involved in a question, and your dominant energy can put a glitch, which translates into not being able to receive a proper answer. So let me talk about how your identity could be involved in the question. So again, this goes back to the idea of wanting something a certain way. I would constantly, a long time ago, when I only wanted to see myself as a singer-songwriter, I would only be asking my oracles to show me that. But they weren't reflecting that. They were reflecting something that I was doing that was better that I wasn't able to see. So my identity was really wrapped up in having that answer, instead of recognizing that if I could see things broader with more curiosity, I would have seen that I was already living the life I wanted, etc. But I kept looking somewhere else. So that's the other thing, is to allow yourself to be wide and more expansive in terms of seeing what the cards are offering you, rather than be limited to what you identify as what you should have, that this is what I want, this is the form. And that's always about that form versus essence. The other thing is over-identification with the question. So you want to avoid that and remain detached enough to receive the answer. So again, this is just another way of saying the same thing I already have, which is watch your attachments, watch your expectations, and stay in that state of receptive curiosity. Because once you're there, then you really get the accurate readings. But again, like I said, you can get dominant energy readings that can be very helpful for you to understand how other people and your environment influences you, as well as your moods and how they can impact a reading. So let's recap this particular video on dominant energy. We talked about how dominant energy can create a glitch in your reading, why attachment to an outcome or expectation can cause a problem, how important it is to notice when the cards are resisting your question to ask either another question or decide what they are speaking to. Watch for frustration too. That's really key, because that's going to show up in your reading. Be careful about your identity in terms of your questions you're asking, because if an identity is too caught up in, I need to be this in order to be happy, that's going to also impact the ability for you to get a detailed reading that is accurate. And watch for over-identification with the question. question. Everything goes back to, again, like I said, attachment and expectation. Stay open, stay neutral, stay in a state of curiosity and receptivity, and you will be golden. All right, next video, we're going to be talking about hidden influences, and I'm going to be pulling a couple of cards to demonstrate that for the group. See you there.